Joining me now is the newly appointed Chief Executive Officer of Center in the Square, Sandra Bender. First of all, Sandra, congratulations on the appointment. It was a selection process that was thorough, that was painstaking, and global in nature. In fact, it involved one of the world's leading executive search consulting firms, Spencer Stuart. They went to great lengths to find you. Sandra, first off, what do you bring to the table, both on a personal and a professional level? Let's start with Sandra Bender, the person.
Well, I actually grew up in the area. I grew up down in Listowel, Ontario, where my parents are still to this day. And I also went to university at Wilfrid Laurier. I've been working in the arts now for about 17 years, and I've worked as a funder, I've worked as a promoter, I've been working most recently now in Australia. And mostly the work I've been doing on and off over the years has always had an audience development component. So I've worked across the arts, not exclusively in the performing arts, but right across visual arts, literature, right through all sorts of music, right through theater and dance. And it's always had a focus on how to really create an audience, how to build an audience for work, and particularly how to position and brand content so that an audience can both engage with it, both short-term and long-term, and really retain an experience through engaging with the arts.
You know, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but you are the first chief executive officer in the history of Center in the Square. Your predecessors had a slightly lesser mandate in their capacity as general managers. The board of directors of the center deciding in this case, in your case, to hire somebody with more than simply theater management experience. What will your responsibilities be as chief executive officer?
I sort of see the position really quite distinctive from what has traditionally been a facility manager. I see the role very much about repositioning it within community. I see it very much about repositioning it in terms of brand, both brand in terms of look and feel, but particularly in terms of the experience, not just once you arrive at the venue, but from the very first point of interaction, whether it's on radio with you or whether it's in print or whether it's through a variety of other experiences or exposures to the center through programming that we may actually even do off-site. This last couple of years, I've been working in television as a chief executive, and it was very much about taking what has been traditionally a broadcaster's role and just simply putting to air a TV channel and making it much more about something that exists on a platform such as television, but exists in multiple different ways. And in that case, it was much about building the brand through live experiences, live performances, through partnerships, through a range of opportunities and activities and partnerships. And it was very much about building a brand and repositioning a TV channel as something more than just a broadcaster. But I think with my background and experience both in branding and audience development, and also looking at how you expose brands beyond what they're traditionally known for, is something that they were very much looking for and something that I'm very keen to explore further with, particularly Center and Square.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the new mandate, the new direction via Center and Square Chair Tim Jackson. You're no doubt aware of the center's reputation as a first-class concert hall and a theater, and yet it exists in this increasingly competitive live entertainment market. Building on its 32-year legacy now, 32 years, my goodness, how would you describe your vision for the future of Center in the Square, your mandate, if you will?
Well, you definitely don't want to take away any of the success it's absolutely had in the last 32 years as a venue. It's world-renowned for its acoustics, and there are many different performers and artists who absolutely adore performing in the venue because of that sort of technical, acoustic, beautiful venue itself. But for me, I think what I'd really like to look at with the team, particularly in the first few months of the job, is really think not only about what we can do as independent, as a center, but what we can broker in terms of partnerships, both within the region and community, with other arts organizations or other promoters, but equally through Southern Ontario. I think there's a real opportunity, obviously, given the competition that does exist with a major center like Toronto so close by. There's still a lot of opportunity through Southern Ontario to look both at distinctive content and exclusive content that would actually come to the region. And the center is a major drawing card for that because of its extensive reputation as a highly creative as well as highly technical venue and position within that sort of very arty world where people love to perform in certain venues because of its acoustics, for example. But the other things that I'm really interested in is really rethinking the brand, what it looks like, what it feels like, as I said earlier, from the very first point of interaction that you may have. I have a very extensive background in the festival field over the last number of years, having benefited from a very, very competitive but very brilliant festival environment here in Australia, where there's a number of festivals, and looking at how you might actually take a venue and start promoting and producing a number of mini festivals to create different highlights, different themes, different ways of entry to the center and interaction with the center. And I think looking at all of those different opportunities between how you program, where you program, and how you actually package it to your audience is a particular interest to me and an opportunity at the moment that exists with the center.
It's fascinating to hear you use, I believe you've used the word brand now at least three times, and that's encouraging to me because it seems to me that you're delivering on what they were looking for in finding you. In approaching Spencer Stewart, the board indicated they wanted somebody not only with vision, not only with creativity and an arts background, but also somebody with a business-minded approach. Is it difficult to reconcile the creative side with the business side?
It can be. It's not impossible, obviously. And my background and sort of CV looks sometimes quite odd if you're looking at my background just purely from an arts experience. I'm not someone who produces and develops work with an artist, so I'm not known as a creative or artistic producer in that sense, but I've worked extensively across both the commercial and non-commercial worlds. And what I've found is obviously for me, that's exactly where you find the most interesting, innovative, and usually the most successful models to draw upon, particularly when your focus, and in my case it is, your focus is actually your audience. For me, brand is not just the creative. It's not just exclusively what it looks like or feels like. It's very much about the experience and how an audience actually interacts or engages with you, either with an artist, with a product, or with your center. And I think it can be very challenging to commercialize or find ways of capitalizing on creative content that sometimes is very challenging. But that's the stuff that's really brilliant. That's the stuff that's really challenging in your role. And that's the stuff that usually brings the greatest reward for an audience who actually engages with you. So it can be challenging.
The board has said that it wants someone to take Center in the Square to the next level, to its next stage. What do you think they mean by that, and how will you do it?
Well, there's no question that the board is really interested in the positioning of the center in its community. The center is obviously very important to a number of long-term, very special, very important patrons of the center. But at the same time, I think folks really feel generally the community has grown. It's very prosperous. It's well known for its own innovation and creativity, thanks to both the universities and the technology and so forth. But I think really the board wants to see how you engage both with an audience that has not traditionally come to the center, how you demystify it as simply a concert hall, how you engage not only with the local city, but obviously with the region. And I think they're particularly interested, obviously, in their brand, which has always been about enjoyment and experiences through the arts. I think they're really interested in what that actually can look like as an extension of a facility. The venue is bricks and mortar, but obviously the experiences with the arts and experiences with the brand needs to extend beyond the bricks and mortar. So when I listen to them and understand what their vision is around the next sort of level or the next stages for the center, it very much is about building new audiences. It's very much about repositioning the center in terms of being a creative cultural hub for the community, and it's very much about extending it beyond just the building or just the identity of the bricks and mortars that are actually there in the square.
Let's expand on what you just said about building a creative hub. You have said that, I like what you said about great art centers embrace their community. What do you mean by that?
Well, for me, it's very much about not just staying within your facility, not just staying within the walls that you're sort of determined to sit in geographically. I think it's really important. One of the greatest things about the center and one of the greatest appeals about the center is it has been immaculately run for a number of years. It is one of the very few performing arts centers with such a large capacity that it's not sitting in massive financial dire. Many performing arts centers have become isolated, they have become cold, and they have become dated and irrelevant to their community. And I think the center has one of these really unique opportunities. It's not irrelevant. It has an audience. It's well-loved and embraced by its community. Now it's time for the center to equally embrace its community by looking outward, by looking beyond just the local community, looking into the region, and looking again at how you bring both the experience of the center, to life for a number of folks who may very irregularly visit it, both day and night. How do you use the external side of the building and incorporate your programming? How do you take your programming out through partnerships, through to different venues for a different experience or a different access point or entry point for your audience? I think it's very much about looking at what you can do outside of just strictly the venue itself. And I think that's very important to its next stages.
Finally, then, let me ask you this. Why do you love the arts? Why are you passionate about arts and culture?
Well, I think sometimes you change your answer to that question. When I was younger, it was very much about being involved in very new, innovative, creative ideas, working with creative people, thinking outside the box. And obviously in the arts industry, if you work in the not-for-profit zone, you're constantly challenged with how to make something happen with very, very little. The last few years, I think my love and passion for the arts has slightly changed, being a bit older, and really thinking about what has been the milestones in my life when I think about experiences. And, you know, everybody goes through a variety of experiences, difficult relationships, financial challenges, buying a car, whatever it may be. But the interesting thing to me is at 40 at this stage, the things that I distinctively remember are my first concert. Or a distinctive memory for me is one of the first exhibitions I ever saw that blew me away on my first trip to Europe. There are very distinctive moments for me through experiencing both an artist and their work. And I think that's really the thing that drives me more and more day in day, particularly as it does become more and more challenging and more competitive within that sort of creative entertainment zone.
Nicely put. The material versus the experiential. The sensuous.
That's right.
The sensuous and the sensual versus the material.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time today to talk to us. We're very excited to have you. We've heard some great things about you, and welcome back. Welcome home to Canada.
That's great. Thanks very much, Glenn. Okay. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Sandra Bender, the newly appointed chief executive officer, first ever chief executive officer of Center in the Square. She starts in the new job May 1st.